Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 31st, 2014, the last day of 2014, the last podcast of 2014. And on today's podcast, we continue our year-end wrap-up for 2014, this time from a domestic standpoint. What were the big issues, domestically speaking, for 2014? What was the dominant theme of 2014 here in the United States of America? Number one, it was the continued trend toward power and the continued lust for power among our politicians. This battle for power being waged on two fronts. Number one, the federal government versus the American people, as the federal government continues to expand and take the liberty of the American people in their lust for power. Number two, the executive branch versus Congress, as the president continues his relentless expansion of presidential power against that of the people through their representatives. How can this trend ever be reversed? Only through spending. As long as the Federal Reserve and U.S. reserve currency status exist, federal power will continue to expand. We can't take politicians seriously about their speeches on limited government unless they move to limit spending, to limit the Federal Reserve. That is the way I see it. The second dominant theme of 2014 was President Obama, the man himself, being revealed for what he is, a caustic and divisive man. His lies, especially about his health care scheme, revealed to the American people quite clearly. As a result, his popularity, his standing, his prestige suffered, as did that of the office of the president at home and abroad. If anything good came of all these themes, it would be that America saw the truth. His ideas failed. They failed miserably. They were based on lies. From his State of the Union speech on, his ideas failed. In his State of the Union speech, he announced that climate change is our biggest problem. People seem skeptical about that and about what the fight against supposedly climate change will mean for our way of life here in America. Word of warning, though, folks. In late 2015, just 1 year from now, the UN will conduct a World Climate Summit in Paris seeking an enforceable world climate agreement. The rest of the story lies, if you'll pardon the pun, within the scandals in this administration and the president's cavalier attitude about them, along with his stonewalling, his refusal to surrender documents, and his convoluted lying about what happened to Lois Lerner's emails in the IRS scandal. Along with all that, add his more than 200 rounds of golf during his presidency, often at critical times of crisis, and his penchant for long, lavish vacations, one of which he is enjoying as we speak. His lack of character became very apparent to the American people. The next theme would be his thumbing his nose at the Constitution's separation of powers through his continued use of executive orders to unconstitutionally legislate and usurp the legislative authority of Congress. Now, he doesn't even bother to pretend. He just writes a memo. Why bother with an order? Just do a memo. This brings me to the midterm elections, which in my view was the most important domestic event of 2014. Why? Not because people chose Republicans instead of Democrats. I agree that the leadership is essentially the same in both parties. It is because the people voted their dissatisfaction with the way things were going. They rejected the Obama agenda. The people rejected this caustic, divisive man and his politics. He didn't seem to care, though, as his executive order granting amnesty to millions of people illegally in this country went ahead anyway. Another powerful theme of 2014 was the theme of the black teen shot by the white police officer. That was so powerful. in Ferguson, Missouri, and in New York City. It continues today, dominating racial politics. This story played on and on as the fires of racial division grow hotter and hotter every day, it seems. It concerns me a great deal. I can see it leading potentially to a breakdown of order in our society, possibly even martial law. We see reports coming out of New York City now of the police refusing to arrest or to enforce, quote, minor crimes. We could really use some of that bring us together rhetoric so prevalent in President Obama's campaign speeches. Some of the other issues of 2014 were Ebola and its presidential invitation to the United States, used as an excuse to send thousands of troops to West Africa. The crash of oil prices since June, bringing relief to drivers, but threatening the U.S. oil industry, which was emerging as a serious threat to the Saudis and had passed the Saudis in production worldwide. Falling oil prices is a threat to President Obama's supposed economic recovery, as many jobs lie in the oil field. The Federal Reserve continuing its manipulation of the financial markets and its intervention in the markets to prevent any hint of deflation. The financial markets are not real anymore. 2014 made that evident. They are all a product of manipulation and intervention. President Obama, just this month, announcing normalization with Cuba, at least negotiations to normalize relationships with Cuba. Finally, folks, pray for America. The next 2 years could be rough. 2 years, a long time to survive with this leadership. Can it get any worse? I'm afraid so, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.